You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
SME of the Week is powered by Capitec Business Banking. Start out or scale up with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply. It is SME of the Week time, my favorite part of the show, because we get to speak to small businesses and find out how it is that they have conquered some of the toughest challenges that confront businesses to achieve all the success that they have. This week, small business has come all the way to studio to tell us about their business and what it is that they do. I'm joined in studio by the founder and chief executive officer at Boo Campus Media, Dave McKenzie, to get a sense of what it is that their business gets up to. Dave, lovely having you on the show. Thanks for coming all the way to studio. Tell us about Boo Campus Media. What do you do?
Boo Campus Media, what we do is we help universities to raise what they call third stream income. So alternative income, which effectively goes back to the universities, which ultimately one way or another goes back to assist the students. So we had to create an infrastructure which is funded through advertising, and we had to take that to market. So that's the end of the story. The beginning of the story is not quite as smooth and as easy as that sounds.
Take me through that beginning, because from what you're saying, it sounds, as you said, at the end of it sounds all easy and simple to do. But as somebody who's done a lot of work in the campus space as well, I know that to build the kind of blueprint that you speak of here is not something that happens overnight. Take me through the journey of building the business and how it is that you finally arrived at saying this is the working model.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I think what happened was the Fees Must Fall movement was the catalyst. So we saw that the students were hurting and that they needed additional funding. And Campus Media is a subsidiary business within the greater stable of our business. And we knocked on UCT's door. So I've got UCT to thank. They had a very forward-thinking executive director of finance who had understood that third stream income was critical to their growth. Knocked on their door and said, guys, we've got an idea. We think that we can create a multimedia platform on universities where advertisers would love to utilize them. And we'll do a revenue share model where for every rand, as an example, that we raise through utilizing this infrastructure, which we will build and map out for you, let's call it 50 cents on the rand goes to the university, 50 cents comes to us as a business, but we will run and we will work on risk and let's see where we can take this. So that was really the first initial discussions. Fortunately for us, I think our timings were good because typically, as you would know, academic institutions are not as commercially orientated as many businesses would like. And so I think if we'd approached them prior to the Fees Must Fall movement, this may not have been a priority for them. Suddenly, third stream income was a KPI written into a lot of the job descriptions. And again, with the vision of the financial director, he put in place a new position, a head of business development, to look at these sorts of things. And the kind of initiatives that the universities were looking at was, do they go in-house with their coffee shops? And will that raise more money than a franchise-type operation? And we were just one of those multiple legs, and that was media. So with a university, they don't always just allow unsolicited bids to be tabled and then be appointed. So what generally happens is it needs to go out to tender. And they have a procurement business that looks after all the procurement of university services across South Africa. So we had to go through a tender process with their procurement company. We were fortunate enough to win the tender, and I think we were lucky enough to have a bit of a head start on our competitors because we had already in our minds, we had unpacked what this was going to look like. It was a big part of our vision. And then we started to meet with various parties within the university, UCT to start with, to understand how does a university operate? Because we had operated with shopping malls in the past. We had operated with business class lounges, with airports, and we'd done similar things in those environments previously. University, very different. Academic institution, that had to be the priority at all times. And it wasn't about coming in and using advertising to make a Christmas tree of these amazing buildings and institutions. So the first thing we looked at was we analyzed how the university spoke to their students. And we realized that it was SMS and it was email. They also did have televisions in the libraries and et cetera, but they were using memory sticks. And of course, what starts to happen when it's a manual exercise, it's not quite as efficient as it should be. So content was possibly only being updated every week or every second week. And we said, well, there's technology that can enable real-time updating of content. So we developed a campus television network. And the pitch to them was that we would work with their communications and marketing teams, and we would allow them to use television screens as a communication platform to the students. So I could go on forever. I'll stop there if there's anything else you wanted to ask about that.
Dave, I want to get your sense on Boo as a business. Many people don't know this is a business that is more than 20 years in the making. More than two decades of work has gone into building what the business looks like today.
Yes.
When you look at the business today, I imagine you still have dreams around where to next, right? So how do you... And I suppose this is also something that other small businesses might have a question about is, how do you decide when to scale? What scaling up looks like?
Yes.
What this baby that you've nurtured for so many years, how to take that to the next level? What is the next level for Boo?
Great question. And I think sometimes I joke with people and say people become entrepreneurs because they were too scared that they were never going to be employed. Or they're too scared that the role that they're in and where they may be a little bit too maverick is not always going to work within the corporate environment. And so therefore you have to start your own business. So that's number one. I think that's one of the drivers. Another driver, I think, is not looking over your shoulder. The one thing I've started to learn is it's great and it's an enormous amount of fun pioneering new whatever business you're in. In our case, it's media platforms. It's amazing. As soon as you launch and it goes out into the public space, there are so many other businesses watching. They may not ultimately be watching you personally or your business personally, but they're looking for opportunities. And everyone thinks that they can do the same better. And so what starts to happen is just as you start to launch a new idea, you've got to absolutely think, how do I ring fence this idea to protect myself from competitors coming in and eating my lunch? And so what you need to do is you need to run hard. You need to bed down the initial proof of concept, and then you need to think about, how do I protect myself from competitors? So let's call it that fear of failure is a very healthy fear of failure.
Dave, before we run out of time, where do people get hold of the Boo Campus Media business? If people are looking to partner with you, if people are looking to get in touch with you, looking to collaborate, how do people reach you?
Great, thanks. We'd love to. I think, firstly, before I give out my details, what we've started to realize is just how enormous this category is. And while we have built very strong relationships with marketers and media agencies and creative agencies, and they're amazing clients of ours, there are so many more companies that we would love to be chatting to who are also engaging in this space, because we've created the infrastructure, let's call it a funnel, that will allow many of the other operators that are trying or have bursary programs or whatever they may have, who want to then amplify that into our university spaces, they can literally go to the boomedia.co.za website. They can reach out directly to me. My email address, shall I give that out?
Sure.
Is Dave at Boo Media, so that's boomedia.co.za. If I'm not able to assist, then I would point them in the right direction. We have a team of people handling all sorts of different areas of our business. But I would always want to be front and center on taking their queries.
A business that started out as a dream that grew into lessons and growth beyond measure. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Chief Executive Officer of Boo Media, Boo Campus Media, Dave McKenzie, joining us this week for our SME. Inspired by the SME of the week? Start your own business or scale up and save up to 50% on fees with Capitec, the business bank for everyone. Capitec is an authorized FSP, FSP number 46669. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're running a business, you know this sound. That's growth. Another customer. Money in the bank. Why should your business slow down for your bank? With Capitec Business, it doesn't. You get lower fees, faster credit approvals, and bankers who know your business. Now that's progress. Bank on better with Capitec Business Banking. Capitec is an authorized credit provider. FSP 46669. Initiation, service fees, and conditions apply.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.